Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Welcome to the Brews and Appraisal Views podcast, where we blend the art of appraising with a touch of insight and a dash of humor. Whether you're a trainee, a seasoned professional, or just curious about the appraisal world, you've come to the right place. So grab your favorite brew, relax, and join us for some expert tips, real-world stories, and valuable advice to help grow your appraisal business. I'm your host, Dan Lindemann, certified appraiser serving South Florida for over 20 years. Hey, welcome back, appraisers. Today's guest is Chase Pursley. He is the founder of Appraisal Inbox and jobsinappraisal.com. And we're going to talk today about some cool, interesting jobs appraisers can take on. And also, we're going to talk about appraisal numbers. So welcome, Chase.
Hey, Dan. Thanks for having me on. I'm a big fan of what you're doing with the Appraisal Referral Network. I think it's a really helpful resource. So for those of you out there who are thinking about it, check it out. I think there's a free version that you can just get started with. So I think it's a great resource. And occasionally I'll see messages on Facebook groups, appraisal groups on Facebook and LinkedIn say, hey, I'm an appraiser. Does anybody, know any other appraisers in such and such coverage area and need to refer somebody? And so what Dan's built helps with that problem. So I think it's really great. I'm always interested in helping appraisers find ways to make, more money, diversify away from the AMC model and stuff like that. So I think it's really, really nice. Fun to be on.
I appreciate it. And Chase, we've never met before. I started the network, and as I was posting content and stuff, you reached out and talked, and we got to know each other a bit. So it's been great. That's the best part about is growing the network is meeting the different appraisers from around the country, which is really cool. And cool things you're doing too. Like one, I'll be honest with you, I never knew what Appraisal Inbox was before I met you. Not that I would have, because I was just a small shop or whatever. But and then you recently started Jobs and Appraisals, which is really cool, which I love the concept of that is having a centralized location for appraisal jobs, because we have such a cool background with analysis and real estate. So it's always interesting to see how people can make money with that background and what jobs are out there if you don't want to be a fee appraiser, because it's not cut out for everybody, fee appraising. So it's cool to see what's out there. And today we're going to go over some of those, some job openings out there just to open appraisers' eyes. But
yeah,
first,
go ahead.
No, go on. Yeah. Whatever you want to touch on first, jobs or what you've been working on with the ASC database. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, sure. So like you mentioned, so my main thing is Appraisal Inbox. So Appraisal Inbox, and I'm not gonna really pitch it, but
pitch it away.
So basically, it's an office order management software platform for the real estate appraiser. So maybe you've heard of ANOW. We're kind of in that space, and we've been around for about a decade. And I come from the commercial background, so I was really heavily focused on the commercial side. But we handle residential appraisals and all the different form types and that sort of thing. So basically office order management software for appraisers. Something I've always wanted to do was like a jobs platform for appraisers. And so I put together Jobs and Appraisal, and it's kind of I don't want to call it a side project. I've put a lot of time into it, but it's a resource that I've always wanted to put together to help kind of, you have appraisers always asking all the time, like, what are all the different types of roles and stuff in the appraisal industry? And so I put together Jobs and Appraisal, and basically it's just a site that has any type of jobs for positions that are hiring. And it's kind of an interesting thing because as you know, most appraisers, licensed appraisers, are residential, and most of them, at least a very large percentage of them, work for themselves. They're not necessarily people who would actually seek jobs, but there are jobs out there. And some of them, you know, might are pretty interesting. Some of them might sound boring to some appraisers, for example, like government appraisal jobs. But actually, some of those are great because that's a consistent paycheck. You know, you get to work on, you know, some interesting projects, you know, mass appraisal and that sort of thing. And so, for example, if you've been an appraiser for a long time, you're looking for something maybe to retire, you know, closer to retirement, you know, maybe consider switching into working for a local jurisdiction, doing assessor work. So there's actually a lot of jobs out there like that. And then some of the bigger firms hire, some of the commercial firms, and there are some larger firms out there in the residential space that do hire. So there's not a ton of positions out there just because the industries are already pretty small, and most people work for themselves. But there are some interesting openings out there. So I've had a lot of fun putting that site together.
If
you're an employer, oh yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it's very cool. I like the setup with your location, the categories, everything is very nicely set up. Because there are a lot of fee appraisers out there, but there's a difference between being a fee. You're doing both. You're a fee appraiser and a business owner, which is tough for a lot of people, and it may be easier route just to go work for somebody and use your same skill set, but have that stability. Like, I'll be honest, sometimes I'm scared as could be if I don't have work scheduled for the next couple of weeks. You know, I'm unemployed next week. Whereas somebody who has got a stable job is like, they need that stability. Like, as a fee appraiser, it's definitely ups and downs sometimes if you're not really diversified. So do you have the job board pulled up?
I do.
Yeah, pull it up. Go through some, but go ahead. What were you saying?
Yeah, I'll pull it up. Is there a way to do like a screen share?
Yes, there is.
Or you just have it open?
I'll share my screen. All right. So
yeah, just share your screen and we can just kind of go through it. So, you know, it's kind of what you would expect. It's just a job board. And there's also a newsletter associated with it. And we've had pretty good growth with that. People seem to be interested in jobs. And so we send out an email twice a week with any new openings. So it's just a list of the new openings in the email. And you can click through and go take a look at the job. And on the front page, you know, we have, you know, various jobs. You know, there's different types, trainees. It's free to post trainee jobs. So if you are seeking to place, if you need to hire a trainee, just reach out to me and we can get your trainee job up there. Also, like entry-level jobs, internship type of jobs are free to post. So be glad to get those up for you. One of the things that's always been important to me is helping people enter the industry, because I know how hard it was for me to get into the appraisal industry myself, not being born into it, like a lot of people happen to be. And so any way we can help connect people who are interested with employers, I want to help make that process smooth. But yeah, go ahead and scroll
That's
through.
Good. So, you know, like, so again, trainee ads are free. If somebody wants to post for a trainee, yeah, you can post it for free. That's really cool. That's a good idea.
Yeah, trainee and internships are totally free to get up.
All right. So it looks like here we have a commercial, somebody looking for a commercial appraiser. This is a, must be a large commercial firm looking for an appraiser out in Orange County. Mm-hmm. I assume property appraiser 3, that's a government job, right?
Government's funny, like these types of names, like property appraiser 3, like how, you know, but it's probably a cool job. But the title, it's like kind of, that's just how government does things. So you'll see some of those types in there. And some of them have, like this one, for example, has, it looks like a monthly salary listed. So some of them have salaries. And so I started this in the fall. But as this goes on, so one of the things I'd like to do is be able to put some bulk aggregate statistics out. So, you know, like I want to do like a year-end recap of, you know, all the jobs that were posted and what the listing salaries were by region, by state, you know, by type, to give people an idea of what the advertised salaries are. Now, I actually haven't checked, but my guess is about 50% of these don't have salaries. Maybe it's more like 60% do and 40% don't. I can run those numbers after this podcast. But from that, I think we could probably pull some interesting statistics about, you know, appraiser salaries, or at least their advertised salaries.
Yeah, that would be interesting to find out. So this government job here for property appraiser 3, which this is the, I don't know if 3 is good or bad. Is 1 better or is 3 better? I don't know. But it looks like on the high end here, they would make like 80 grand a year, 83 grand a year, plus all benefits. And
yeah, and I'm sure that's more than some people, you know, struggling there doing AMC work. I don't know. I'm not criticizing AMC work. I'm just saying there are jobs like that out there that might, you know, might not be, you know, what people imagine going into prison work, but there's all sorts of, you know, valuation jobs out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, here's another staff position for an AMC. I'm sure that a lot of appraisers have that position as well. Oh, this one, equalization appraiser aid. What the heck is that? I don't even know what that is. Have you ever heard of that?
I've seen that before. I think it's just another like assessor type of job.
Oh, interesting. I've never heard that advertised before. Very interesting. So what's the most interesting one you found?
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blast tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Job out there.
Yeah, there's some cool ones. Like there's like the U.S. military has staff appraisers, believe it or not. They have a lot of properties, and that one might not be up anymore. You know, like DOTs have appraisers. It's probably like a lot of right of way appraisal work.
Yeah, I figure.
So some of those, depending on what you're into, like some people might find that boring. Some people might find it really interesting. I think some of the easement type of appraisal work is really interesting. Like, for example, my father has an industrial property next to an interstate, and the county wanted an easement, so it's pretty complicated, and they had to have a specialty. You know, they had their own appraiser. So there's work like that out there.
Yeah, I see U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is one.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Yeah.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Analytics appraiser.
Yeah, there's a lot more. There's a lot more than I expected. Like I mentioned, and a lot of these jobs, you know, you'd have to check, but some of these might not, you know, some are like some of the government ones, you know, some of them require a license, some of them don't. So it could be a way to ease into the profession, you know, go work somewhere as, you know, go work for a tax assessor as an unlicensed appraiser and then take your coursework and become an appraiser. Maybe from there you can use that to launch into the private sector, or maybe you could go, you know, go up the ladder from appraiser three to two.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, and Valbridge has all of their openings up. And if you go up to companies, so I have a list of some of the larger companies, and not everyone has their stuff up, just Valbridge does. And there might be a few that we have open positions for. So if you work at Aloft or BBG, Bowery, CBRE, Colliers, any of these, and you have, you know, internships or anything like that, reach out to me. I can get those up for you. Yeah, and these do show up on Google. So when people go type in, you know, an idea, there's been a big focus on SEO, search engine optimization, and like keywords and stuff like that. And so if you go search for XYZ appraiser position in XYZ location, we're doing pretty good, like usually top 10 results on Google for that type of opening. So that will, if you're looking to hire and you want to be in the top of Google, and we also syndicate to, so if you ever look for a job, Google has this feature called, they call it Google, I think maybe they just call it Google Jobs, but they show it all the way at the top of Google. And basically, there's a special way you have to submit your jobs to Google for it to show up. And we show up pretty good there. Everything's formatted so it shows up on Google. So that was one of the refinements that we did to jobs and appraisal.
Yeah, this is a really good idea. I think it's definitely well needed right now for appraisers to figure out what else is out there if they're you know, struggling right now. So it's excellent and all in one spot, because I know, like, obviously you have Indeed, you have all these other ones, and probably the second you put real estate in there in a job opening, there's probably 10,000 real estate jobs that come up when you type in real estate. So,
well, you know what comes up if you type in appraiser on Indeed or any of these job sites are like auto repair assessor, you know, like, you know, this term appraisers use pretty loosely, and you get all these junk jobs that come up. Not junk, I mean, if you're an auto repair assessor or appraiser, that's fine. But if you're looking for a real estate appraisal job, you're going to struggle finding decent ones in some of these big job platforms. Another thing that's been kind of a hit is the job newsletter. So that goes out twice a week. And so if you're interested in getting jobs into your inbox and just to get an idea of what's out there, instead of having to come to, you know, check out the site every once in a while, you can have that come straight to your inbox. You can just sign up for the appraisal job alert newsletter.
Right here. So you just put in your email address. That's all you have to do.
Yeah. And we just send an email out. And if, you know, you get bored with it, you know, feel free to unsubscribe. So yeah, there's a couple of categories, like, so you can click location. So if you click Florida, I guess, let's see what we have here. Oh, there's no one in Florida. Okay, try Texas.
We're all fully employed down here.
All right. Only one in Texas. Okay. Yeah, usually we have more in Texas. And so we put the post up for a month, and you know, if it doesn't get filled, we can put it up longer. You don't necessarily have to click around everywhere, but you know, it's pretty much what you would expect. You know, you can look for job by location, by category. So if you're like a review appraiser, so if you go into category and click review. I remember that one. That one looks like a pretty neat job.
Like an analytical appraiser. All right, $36 bucks an hour. How much is that? 36 times 40 times 52, like 75 grand a year on the top side.
Right, yeah. So bad. And that's a stable job. You know, that same paycheck every 2 weeks if they send it out every 2 weeks. You know, versus the up and down that you know, private fee appraisers have. And we do have plenty of private jobs on here too.
Yeah, these are really good. This one has really good offers. Paid vacation.
Yeah, like vacation. What in the world?
Employee discount, 12% contribution, 100% match. It's like
vacation retirement.
Yeah. I want some paid vacation for my job.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, so anything else? Like hybrid jobs there. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of about it. I mean, it's just a list of, you know, job, you know, and we don't have all the jobs in here. And if you have some openings, we'd love to get up. And so in addition to the newsletter, we also push out jobs several times to LinkedIn. We have a LinkedIn group, also a Facebook group and Twitter. So we push that job out to a whole bunch of different channels so that it gets maximum exposure. That's kind of it.
How is it for the company's posting and the government posting? How are these positions getting filled? What's been your experience with that so far?
You know, it really depends. You know, sometimes if the job doesn't get filled, they'll extend it and we'll keep the posting going. Sometimes, you know, it really depends on, especially with government. Government has a bunch of regulations it really highly depends on the local jurisdiction about like what's in their budget. You know, maybe they just do one posting and that's it. And then when it expires. Sometimes there's not feedback on whether that job gets filled. So I would like to get, you know, I'm a big analytics and data person. And one of the things I'd like to do is get more feedback from, you know, from people who post jobs and if they fill the position, how long it took to fill the position. It's not that sophisticated yet. In addition to being able to get aggregate data on the salaries that were listed, I'd like to have more data on that. But, you know, we just started this up. Go ahead.
Yeah, that would definitely be interesting. The salary data based on region and thing, that would be very interesting to learn. Because that, I'm sure, would draw a ton of people to the profession if they realize appraisers are making $250 a year in, you know, the Southeast. Like, yeah, I want to get into that. It'll cost 20 grand to get into it. But yeah, that seems like a great opportunity, you know?
Yeah, and this, that kind of like is a good way to segue into kind of a related thing. So if you scroll down to the footer here and click on, right hand, go up a little bit and go up a bit more. The reason we have all these links here, it's for SEO purposes, so that the search engine will see if somebody types in, you know, appraisal jobs in Oregon or whatever. Yeah. So under for job seekers, click on appraisal career resources. So I just created this and we have one post here, and this is so click on that blog post there, analysis 2025 appraisal subcommittee appraisal license data. So so I've got another side project. I won't really go into that now. called findanappraiser.com. And one of the things I wanted to do was find out who all the appraisers are in the US, who all the licensed appraisers are. And you know, when it comes to like how many people are licensed and stuff. So the appraisal subcommittee has a list of licensees that you can pull down for the whole US, and anybody can go there. And so what I did is I went and just downloaded the Excel file and looked in there because, okay, there's 90. You hear all these numbers thrown around in different places about how many appraisers there are. I always kind of assumed it was around like, I've always heard it's around like 75, 80,000 appraisers. I don't
Me
know
too. What numbers. That's exactly what I've heard too. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I pulled this down and I said, okay, there's 91 active licensed appraisers. But then I started looking at the data. I'm like, okay, this is not the whole story. I have an appraisal background. I was a commercial appraiser, but also have programming background. And I wouldn't say I'm an amazing database programmer, but I can get stuff done. And so I basically pulled this Excel file from the ASC into SQL database and ran some queries to try to clean the data up. And what I found out of this 91,000, you know, give or take, number of licensed appraisers, some of them actually were kind of like double dipping is not the right word, but some of them had, you know, not duplicate licenses, but like in a single year, they may have upgraded from one license category to another. And both of those were in there, but really they're operating only under that top, you know, license that they earned.
Sure.
So I found a way to filter those out. There's a few thousand. There were a few thousand of those. And then the other interesting one was, okay, I realized that appraisers, some of them are licensed in multiple states. That might be because they moved. That might be because they're on a border and, you know, they're like in Kansas City and they're back and forth between state lines a lot and stuff like that. Or they could be a specialty appraiser. Like I was a specialty appraiser. I focused in senior housing and the lady I worked for had like licenses all over and she would get temp licenses and stuff. So what I realized that 91,000, and that's not an even number, that 91,000 included that. So you could be one person with, you know, 20 licenses. And so it wasn't clear how many actual active licensees there were. And so I found a way. Oh,
let me pause you real quick. So Chase, so 91,000 licenses, that wasn't the mass file you picked. So we're going to pause for our sponsor real quick, but we'll figure out how many were duplicates. So how many appraisers do we have? We'll figure that out in just a second. So we'll be right back. This episode is sponsored by the Appraisal Referral Network, a community built by appraisers for appraisers. Unlock new opportunities and earn more private work by leveraging peer-to-peer referrals. You'll also connect with nearby appraisers and access valuable lessons to expand your non-lender business. If you're ready to grow your income and reach new levels, head over to referappraisals.com and join the Appraisal Referral Network today. All right. Thanks for pausing there for a second, Chase. So 91,000. And now how many did you filter that down to? How many were duplicates?
Well, so I found an interesting, like, so there's this concept in database programming. And I mean, it's not really a complex concept, but you have the idea of a unique identifier. So that, you know, like in the US, you know, maybe it's a social security number when it comes to, you know, your social security, maybe. I mean, you've seen different like exports and stuff from databases and stuff, and sometimes it's just a 1, 2, 3, 4 incremental type of system. But basically, there's something to identify you as a unique, identify something in a database as a unique record. Well, the ASC data did not have a unique identifier, and which was kind of mind blowing that the federal government did not have, you know, some way to identify unique appraisers. And so,
really, you're shocked by this one.
Yeah, well, you know, it's not so much, you know, and I actually had somebody who I've had several people reach out who actually worked in the appraisal subcommittee and also the federal government and just different organizations, and they basically kind of explained it to me. What I realized was it's less incompetence and it's more of just the system, you know, it's like herding cats. And so the appraisal subcommittee, they had to basically you know, they had to get the information on the licensed appraisers from all the states and territories. And so it's highly dependent, and they all do it differently. States and territories, you know, manage that data themselves and fit it in. So the data ended up being really inconsistent, but there was no unique identifier. And that posed a pretty big problem because you have a lot of, even in a fairly small data set, like 90,000 licenses, you have a lot of people with the same name. There's actually two parts of that. You have licenses with the same name in different states that are the same person. Then you have people who are legitimately different people, but with the same name. I actually didn't check, but like, for example, my name, Chase Persley, is a name I never would have thought there would have been anybody else in the U.S. with that name. But it turns out there was not only another person in the U.S. with that name, but they were also an appraiser, at least at some point. So I've actually been mixed up with that person before. I don't think they're appraising anymore. Long story short, no unique identifier. So what do you do? So I basically had to kind of take a look at the first and last name, ignore the middle initial, because that was highly consistent. So like, you know, John Smith, you know, John Henry Smith might've been John H. Smith in one state and John Henry Smith in another state. And if you compared the two, they would look different. So I had to drop that. And I also got rid of like any, you know, professional certifications or anything. Like if they were a doctor, like I got rid of that and just got like just the basic name and claim the data to do a comparison. And that still posed a problem because you have a lot of people with the same name. So I did it on a state-by-state basis. So I looked through each state and basically created a query that looks through. And I open source all this data. So if you know SQL and stuff, you can go check my work and suggest improvements. That link is in the article here to the SQL that I put together for this. But basically, I had to go state-by-state to look for people with the same name. And if there were two licenses in the same state with people with the same name, those were likely two different people. But then you have to compare that to other states. So it got kind of complicated. And I think eventually, I've been through a bunch of iterations with it. And eventually, I think I got pretty close. And there were a couple other factors that I looked at too to try to determine if the person is unique. Unfortunately, just because of the way the data set was, this number that I came up with, 66,715 unique active appraisers, is probably off by 5%. I don't know if that's under or over. I'll never really know because there's no unique identifier. And the people that I talked to with the federal government said they tried to push for a unique identifier, but it was just, you know, dealing with 50 states and territories is like herding cats. And like, for example, the first run through that I pointed out, I did a list of the top 10 states with the largest number of appraisers. And, you know, I kind of put it together and it didn't click that Texas was missing. And a lot of people pointed out that Texas was missing. And then I realized, oh, there's probably a big problem with the data. And there was. All the Texas licenses out of the 91,000, they were missing the state zip, all that stuff. They were missing the locational data.
So and the ASC didn't have that in their the Excel? They just didn't have Texas?
Yeah, for Texas. And I'm not blaming Texas, but it was Texas specifically. And so the way I handled that was basically I fell back on their, you know, like one appraiser might have many licenses. So I fell back onto their Texas license and made that their primary state. So there are potential issues with that that might not have actually been the primary state that they actually live in practice, but that's the closest I could get. So it was kind of, the data is not great, but I was told by a few people that this number 66, you know, basically 67,000 is really close to what they had determined internally. So that gave me a little bit of confidence that I was at least somewhat close. And so with that number, I realized, okay, I can actually pull some interesting data out by combining this cleaned up ASC data with geo data. So there's a pretty good, and a link to that too. It's a pretty good data source called, I think it's US Zips or something like that. Basically they have a big data set you can pull down with like all the zip codes, all the states and counties and stuff in the US. And they have a free version and they have a paid version. I just pulled down the free version and I was able to use that to compare appraisers to states and, you know, kind of group them by region. So I updated this morning. Actually, I forgot to put the region section in, but I was able to kind of figure out, you know, more or less how many appraisers, if you scroll down a little bit, more or less how many appraisers are, you know, in each region. That one was a little bit trickier. The region was close because the state data was pretty, after it was cleaned up, the state data was pretty good for the regional distribution. You know, obviously the territory is a little bit harder. There's not as much information on it. But
all right. So let's go back.
Anyways,
we'll go back to, yeah, so yeah. We got like 66,000 appraisers. That's what the sloppy data shows.
Yeah.
Like 49% are certified residential, 44% is certified general. I feel like that's a lot of certified generals. I didn't realize it was like almost equal. And then, you know, Florida doesn't have any licensed appraisers. They eliminated that. So apparently the other states do. There's about 7% licensed appraisers. So this number does not include apprentices, right? Or trainees?
Trainees? Not from what I can tell, no. And I actually had several people point out, wow, that's a pretty high certified general. And so the way I think about it is you take the licensed residential, and maybe I'm off with this, and combine it with certified residential for a little more complete number. But that even that sounds kind of high, especially when you consider how many people are probably working as commercial appraisers versus residential appraisers. So I thought that was pretty interesting. Maybe the data is wrong. If somebody else has better numbers on that,
I don't think anybody does. So.
Yeah, so there was a column with the certification type, and so that's where that number comes from. Interesting. That was in the data, so maybe the data is wrong. And then I was able to figure out experience levels by saying, okay, well, here's John. He has appraisers in 7 different states. I took a look at, in the query, took a look at the oldest license that they held and used that to calculate their entire experience, you know, how long they've been working in the industry. And it's saying 35.2 for 0 to 5 years. And a lot of people reached out and said, that seems high. And so I went through that again this morning and came out. I think I might have had a slightly higher number before, but still, like, you know, around the mid 30s. Sound high.
Maybe some states it does seem high. Maybe some states don't just reported the last license, and that's why it seems like maybe they're newer. Maybe something like that.
Could be, yeah. But that sounds like a lot of people in entering the industry.
Yeah, that seems like we're growing tremendously in the past 5 years.
Yeah, so those of you who are veterans, yeah, I don't know. And then you had 20 plus, which is pretty interesting. But I guess that one's expected.
Yeah.
So there's a little bit of analysis here. And I noticed a couple gaps. You know, maybe the 2008, you know, caused a gap there, maybe not. But that was just one observation. But, you know, that's when I graduated. You know, I graduated with a degree in real estate, and I went out and then wanted to get an appraiser job. So that was a tough time to get into the business. But and I imagine a lot of people decided not to go that direction around 2008. So that could have affected that and created a dip. And I didn't have time, but I thought about creating some charts. But, you know, I don't, you know, so the data that's there on the ASC download site, that's just whatever's current. I'd really love to have a historical data set where you could compare the trends over the years. You know, I'd love to be able to look at the last 10 years and run the same number against it and then compare it on a yearly basis to see, you know, what the changes are over time. So if anybody knows that data is available or, you know, has a copy of it for some reason, I'd love to take a look at that and see what that looks like. But my plan is going forward is to do this every year. So I have this query set up, I can run everything through it pretty quick and just do an updated post. And then over time, we'll be able to get data on it.
Yeah, because they report that. I see some reports like, hey, some certain states have lost like so many. I particularly California, I think they report that, you know, how many less appraisers are this year than last year. So I think California reports that. I'm almost certain. So the other states have to report that too. It's probably, you have to probably go state by state, which you're not getting paid to do this. So that's probably not going to happen.
Well, so one thing I did think was interesting was the, you know, population, and that number is going to be kind of hit or miss because like the zip code data was really messy in the ASC data. So I had to clean that up and reduce it to, and you have these different types of zips, but I reduced it to, you know, the five code zip to compare it with the zip code data that I mentioned. And so that probably lost some and probably made some mistakes, but it's still, you know, you're still able to see, like, you know, population per appraiser per 100,000 population. And some of the numbers are, you know, it's kind of in there in the, you know, if you did, I guess I probably could have done an average column, but it looks like average here is probably like in the low 20s, you know, maybe 22. I'm just kind of looking at it in terms
of per 100,000 people. So how many appraisers per 100,000? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, so I thought there was kind of some interesting numbers there.
Yeah, like Virginia, it looks like there's 35 appraisers for every 100,000 people. That seems to be on
the high. I wonder if that has to do with maybe federal government, you know, just because, you know, people who work in DC. I don't know.
Maybe there's a lot of appraisers that have a government job there or something. Who knows?
And I forget who it is. It's CoreLogic or one of these big companies out of California in a particular place in California. There's a city list there too. So I'd added like the top 25 cities, and somebody pointed out that maybe the reason it was so high for a particular city in California, the ratio, let's see what it was. Irvine, California. There's like a couple companies out there that are in appraisal technology and stuff like that.
Oh, maybe there's 53 appraisers for every 100,000 people.
So maybe that's related to companies working, you know, people working for these big companies, maybe. So that, I think that was a cool observation. I forget who pointed that out, but man, I had so many great interactions and insights just from people replying to me posting this around social media. And I wasn't planning on putting this kind of report together. I just wanted to figure out who the unique appraisers were in the US so I can populate the Find an Appraiser website. And I was like, oh man, this will make for a great blog post for the job site because it's, you know, job related and that sort of stuff.
Yeah, this is really cool. It's some really, really good data. The way you grouped, not good data from ASC, but really good data the way you broke everything down. I see you put people's names who have 50 licenses. This is really cool. Like a couple of people have one in each state. Wow.
Can you imagine? That's a lot.
You need a full-time assistant just renewing licenses.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's a pain in the butt. And some of the company data was bad Like for example, Cushman & Wakefield was written like 15 different ways, and I didn't spend too much time cleaning that up. So I thought that was interesting to see who the top ones were. And if you're coming from the residential side, you're probably like, oh my gosh, that's crazy. But you know, you have specialized appraisers who do senior housing and industrial stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
And the market's so small that you know the whole U.S. is your market, and that was actually how it was for me when I was doing in senior housing. But some of them do work for like I guess probably AMCs. I didn't go snoop on the individual people. I did recognize a couple of names. So that was kind of interesting too.
So it's interesting that we're so small. Even let's just say there's 70,000 appraisers. There's like got to be a million doctors. Like it's such a small profession.
Yeah, we're part of an elite crew.
I agree. I'm very fortunate to be a part of it. So what's the goal with the other platform you're starting, the Find an Appraiser or findanappraiser.com, right?
Yeah, findanappraiser.com. So kind of back to like I've always wanted to, you know, I have all these like kind of little side project ideas, and I've always wanted to figure out a way to help appraisers, you know, like with Appraisal Inbox, the idea is, you know, it's essentially an office management platform that helps you save time. But there's also the money-making side of things, like how can you make more money? You know, how can you find private clients and that sort of stuff. So the jobs and appraisals kind of relates to that, you know, not necessarily private clients, but I've owned this web domain for a long time, findanappraiser.com. And it used to be a director of appraisers way back in the day, like 10 years ago, and it just was vacant and I bought it and kind of put it in my back pocket. And it's something I've always wanted to put together. And so I started working on it recently. And the idea with that is I won't really pitch it, but basically it's going to be a directory of appraisers. And the reason I pulled this data was because I want to, you know, populate it with appraisers so we can know who all the appraisers in the US are. Right. So that was kind of the main impetus behind grabbing this data, but it turned out to be kind of a treasure trove of all sorts of interesting information.
Very cool. All right, anything else you want to share about the ASC information?
You know, not really. You know, so I did the first run through. I've done like two or three run throughs now in tweaking and refining, and had great feedback in like the Texas thing and a bunch of other things. And I went through and tweaked it and improved a few things. So if you're listening to this and you know you're interested in this data, take a look at it. You can look at there's a link in there to if you know SQL or SQL and you want to run the data yourself, go for it. If you see any issues, reach out to me. I'd be happy to. I want to have this data set like as accurate as we can possibly get it, considering, you know, the current state of the data. If you know a way to do that, if you're a data guru, reach out to me. I'd be glad to entertain questions, or if you have any questions you'd like me to try to pull out of this, I'd be glad to. So,
yeah. Chase, where can people find you?
You can go, I guess the easiest way is to go to jobsandappraisal.com, contact us, and that there's a little form there, and that message will come to me. You can also reach out to me on LinkedIn.
All right, cool. So again, jobsandappraisal.com. You can find the available jobs around the country. Also, he has a link to the analysis for the ASC data we're talking about, or check his LinkedIn page. He has that post up there as well. And additionally, if you want to learn more about Appraisal Inbox, please reach out to Chase as well. So with that, Chase, I appreciate you being on the show today. And appraisers, go out there and learn more about this. There's some interesting stuff that Chase provided for us. So thanks again, Chase.
Thanks, Dan. It was fun.
Yeah, it was. Thanks for joining us on the Brews and Appraisal Views podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode and found some value in it, which you can apply to your appraisal business. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe and leave a review. It really helps us reach more appraisers like you. For more tips and to connect with other appraisers, visit referappraisals.com. Until next time, keep brewing up success in your business, and I'll catch you on the next episode.